for the Turkish yatra. So the devotees get experience that it's a standard, what the standard of Krishna consciousness is, getting up early in the morning. Otherwise, who gets up early in the morning? No one. And if you can't get up early in the morning, then that's not spiritual life. That's not even material life. And only what it's like what we want to do, have a festival there, and so devotees get that experience a few days, but it doesn't give that type of lasting impression. If they can do that for some a year, especially if they're young, or even some years, then at least they really get a momentum and get to know, now this is the standard of Krishna consciousness. And how to have regular, what it means having regular classes every day and kirtan every day. The kirtan is not something you do once a week, but you do it morning and evening. What deity worship is all about. You learn learning things like that, getting up early, pulling water from the well,
and it's a culture, so we are not living in this culture, so we are missing so many things.
Yes, and that's the idea, to somehow get the experience of that spiritual culture of Krishna consciousness, that's the basis for getting out of the lower modes and getting into the mode of goodness. This is how does someone live in the mode of goodness? And the more devotees know and talk about it, otherwise in a big city, passionate place like Istanbul, and anyway, it's not where everyone's sort of incognito, even at home, then it's really very hard. So, and that's why it's good the devotees come here for visits, because they see. But once again, it's not the same. It's just a festival. Then it becomes a festival. Okay, something I do for a festival. But one thing is festival, and the other thing is, this is what I do for life.
Yeah.
This is my life. And that commitment that, yes, this is how I'm going to live for my life. That devotees can get when they come, they get that experience. Now they know, yes, when I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, what to speak of if you get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, then you realize, yes, this is spiritual life. This is when you're meant to practice spiritual life. Not trying to figure out how I'm going to chant around here and chant around there and add it up to 16 or read books. And then you try to organize and manage life in such a way that it will, that will be the end result. attributing result is that the devotees become committed. Mama Maya Duratyaya, overcoming material energy, not an easy thing. It really requires real determination. And so, Siddhasya Lakshanam Yasat Sadhaka Sadhatam Sasat. According to a particular type of sadhana, that's the type of result that you get. To really get the real result of Krishna consciousness, you really have to perform, do a corresponding type of sadhana. And that experience, devotees can learn. That was why this temple life is so important. If devotees are spontaneously attached, attracted to Krishna consciousness, but they're not, that's another thing. And then they practice Krishna consciousness anywhere, anytime. Then they wake up on their own. If they can even go to sleep at all, like Prabhupada. But in the absence of that, these type of regulative practices are essential if devotees are to really make advancement, especially when they're in a more difficult situation or circumstance. So that's why I encourage devotees to come, especially less and less in the ISKCON world. People are moving into a temple. Instead, they're going to university, getting a job, and they're practicing Krishna consciousness at home. But our culture, our training is that everyone should get away from home. Even children should get away from home and learn the basics of spiritual life. When they're young, they get away from home, and then when they become old, when they take vanaprastha, then again they get away from home. At home you can practice for during a certain time if that's what they have, but ultimately our business is to get away from the material world, get away from home, go back to Krishna, stay at home and chant Hare Krishna. That's a temporary arrangement, but if you want to make it a permanent arrangement, then the material world becomes the home. And we want to get away from the material world. And that either sannyas or vanaprastha and brahmacharya, it's all about getting away from home. So that we get more and more used to being in Krishna's home rather than a nice, comfortable place where no one really knows what we're doing in the name of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.